This is Larry Kent, founder of OnTrack.com. The stories that follow capture the heart of the Bible's message in a fresh, new way. You're invited to experience them for yourself. A driver was once stopped by a police officer. He was a good driver, and as far as he knew, he had done nothing wrong. The police officer said, "I pulled you over because you were going 60 miles per hour through a school zone. There were 10 warning signs that the speed limit was 15, and you ignored them all." Just like the driver had 10 warning signs, God has given us 10 clear warning signs in the Bible. They are called the Ten Commandments. Have you ever told a lie, stolen something, or used God's name as a swear word? If you're like me, the answer is yes. Listen to what the Bible says. "Whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it." God is saying that by breaking one commandment, we have sinned and will be held accountable for breaking all of them, including adultery and murder. God's judgment for our sin is death. That is banishment to hell because he will not allow sin in his presence. If the story ends here, there's no hope for us. An innocent man approached a judge and volunteered to be executed in the place of a convicted murderer. The judge consented. The next day, the judge told the convict he had a choice to make. "An innocent man has been put to death in your place. If you will accept his payment for your crime, you're free to go. If you will not accept this payment, you'll be executed for your crime. Which do you choose?" Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was sinless, but voluntarily gave his life to pay the penalty for your sins and mine. Remember, God's judgment for our sin is death. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. God showed his great love for us by sending Jesus to die for us while we were still sinners. And the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. As a result of Jesus' death in your place, you have two choices. Receive both God's pardon for your sins and eternal life by repenting, that is, sensing your sinfulness and desiring to turn from it, and placing your trust in the Lord Jesus. Or reject both God's pardon for your sins and eternal life by trusting in anyone or anything other than Jesus to make you acceptable to God, thus bearing the penalty for breaking God's law yourself. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son of God will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Knowing about Jesus doesn't mean you believe in Jesus. Skydivers demonstrate their belief in their parachutes when they jump from the plane. Followers of Jesus demonstrate their belief in him when God's Spirit changes their thoughts and desires. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. God says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you." Just as entering a garage won't make you a mechanic, attending a church won't make you a Christian. If you would like to receive God's pardon for your sins and the gift of eternal life, consider a prayer like this. "Jesus, I believe you paid the penalty for my sins when you died on the cross and rose from the dead. I want to turn from my sins and place my trust in you as my Lord. I am willing to follow you the rest of my life. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Amen." Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The desire of real followers of Jesus is to live a life worthy of the Lord, pleasing him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, and growing in the knowledge of God. If you would like a written presentation of what I've just shared with you, you may go to www.tracks.com/lkenglish.pdf. God bless you.